everybody. This is Keith Hill, Blockchain Supper Club, originated from Dallas, Texas. And thought I'd jump on here, and man, it's an exciting time out here in blockchain. The markets are up. There's volatility and everything, but for those of us who live in this space, you know, where we buy and we hold, or hodl as they say, this is an exciting time, man. This is the bleeding edge of decentralized finance and, you know, this new digital asset class. I would dare say we're still, you know, 1% of the entire Earth population. And, you know, the whole world is beginning to wake up to the fact that, you know, there are other options. There are other options that are needed quickly because, you know, the governments are printing up money like, I mean, you know, the idea that you can print up money with no consequences, it's like, what in the world, man? We're in a dangerous place with all these governments around the world doing what they're doing. And, you know, the blockchain, Bitcoin leading the pack with regard to, you know, giving human beings an option to store value and other things other than gold, other than in a traditional banking system that may fail or whatever the case may be. The traditional options are, for us who are already in this space, it's extinct, man. We don't have to do that no more. I mean, there's, and decentralized finance puts us in a safe space where we can store value, exchange value, create value with the NFTs. And I mean, this is like such an exciting time. So this particular episode, you know, leading up to this point, we talked about lifestyle stuff. And, you know, now start talking about some of the things that we see with regard to decentralized finance, DeFi as it's called, and some of the things that are possible in this space for you to create wealth, for you to, you know, store your value. I mean, we're all working hard for the dollar bills or yen or pounds or whatever currency that you make for the work that you do wherever you live around the world. And you don't want to lose that value. You want to store that value. You want to, you know, do investments that grow, you know, what you hold. And when the time comes in a space like this, there's new and emerging platforms and systems that enable us to be able to borrow against what we have. Has nothing to do with credit lines. Has everything to do with what you already own. And we'll just use Bitcoin as an example, but you'll learn as you hang around us here on the Blockchain Silver Club that Bitcoin is the big dog. But there are, you know, many assets that do various things that solve problems. And that's really the education piece that everybody needs to kind of wrap their head around as they learn about what blockchain has done, the technologies have done, and they solve problems. So every cryptocurrency is not the same. What problems do they solve? And so we'll go down that rabbit hole, but you're going to learn real quick about the ones that I believe in and that we're investing in. And I tell you right here, right now, I'm not a financial advisor. I don't tell you what to do, but I share everything about what we learn, man. And you're welcome to join us on these journeys. But you do your own risk assessment. You do your own research. We're going to be sharing where you can get that done. There's a ton of research. There's a great community in all these spaces where we operate and have invested and holding and all of that. So I look forward. This is really what Blockchain Supper Club is all about, is that, you know, the new technologies that are here to help us strengthen our financial position, take care of our legacy, and create value for our families that we can pass on to other to our family, to our surviving families when the time comes for us to depart. So one of the things that I wanted to do. And before we get into that, if you would, if you like this sort of thing, click the subscribe button to the podcast wherever you're hearing it. You can actually go in my show notes at bcast.fm, and you can actually subscribe right there. And plus, you'll see all the platforms that we're available on, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify to Google Podcasts, you name it. We're on everything. And I want you to subscribe so we can stay in touch. And also, you'll see a link for you to subscribe to the newsletter. So let me get a couple of announcements out of the way. I'm here in Dallas, and you know, we have a jazz organization that we present jazz. Uptown Jazz Dallas is here in Dallas, Texas. And we do this thing called the Jazz Set Social that, you know, the Jazz Set Social is a derivative of Jazz Masters and some of the live entertainment that we were doing. And last March 2020, we were actually getting ready to start back doing what we call Jazz Masters at the Artisan, which is in the Dallas Arts District, a beautiful space, area, district in downtown Dallas, where you have the museum and, you know, the Meyerson Symphony Center, the AT&T Performing Arts Center, and this place, a rooftop terrace called the Artisan. And we were doing live entertainment there up till the pandemic. And when everything locked down, and I mean everything locked down, the entertainment business, no concerts, no festivals, no public gatherings. And so when we decided to come back, back here in July 2021, I decided that, you know, we would just do it as a social event. And so one of the things that I love is I get to curate music in the jazz and soul genres and bring it on location at this location, the Artisan Dallas, this rooftop terrace, and I call it the Jazz Set. And the next one is coming up next Thursday, September the 23rd. And so for those in Dallas that are listening to us, I invite you to go to uptownjazzdallas.com or click on the show notes for tickets and join us there. And at some point, you know, we're going to get back into doing live entertainment. But, you know, right now, man, it's an open air environment. It's safe. The wind, the Lord blesses us with great breezes up there. So, you know, don't trip yourself out thinking that you can, you know, be harmed by the virus when the wind is blowing, man. I mean, you know, it's not like that, man. Well, let's be smart, you know. But it is a dangerous thing. But when you're in an open air environment, you know, the odds go way down that you're going to come in contact with the virus. So I just encourage you to, you know, for those in Dallas that want to join us, it's a great place for us to listen to great music. The Artisan in Dallas has great craft kitchen and a craft bar. So you can order whatever you will. They have a great menu. And all this information is in the show notes. You can click on that and get tickets. So that's coming up next Thursday, September 23rd. Get your tickets today. And what else? Yeah. So let's launch right in. You know, I wanted to talk about the market, you know, the digital asset market. You know, let me knock out a couple of things about what we're interested in. You know, of course, Bitcoin is the big dog. I believe it has all kind of upside into the future. You know, we may one day in our lifetime see $1 million Bitcoin. We might, you know, and, you know, because it's only a certain amount of them that can be mined. And some people have lost them over time because it was early technologies. There's stories out there. You do some searches on some of the stories, man, of people in the early days when it was, you know, just created, just mined, and people didn't know what they had and had thousands of them and, you know, gave them away, lost them because they lost their private keys and so on. And, you know, you look at where Bitcoin is today and let's see, where are we today? Bitcoin is at $47,156 a Bitcoin. This is amazing. So, you know, we may one day see 100,000. I think 100,000 is around the corner for one Bitcoin. So, you know, anybody that gets a piece of one or a whole one, you know, when you got 6 billion people on the planet, You have something that nobody on the planet has, and you know, gradually the technology is emerging with blockchains that are enabling even more value to be stored and realized with digital assets like Bitcoin. But Bitcoin is not the best. You know, personally, I'm into one called XRP, and it's a payments digital asset currency. And, you know, you might be familiar with, if you got money in your bank account, you need to wire transfer somebody, and it takes, you know, anywhere from 4 to 10 days to transfer some money when we can send a text message in seconds. That's ridiculous. And the time is over for that. So XRP is coming along, and there's some other technologies emerging as well. We'll talk about all of them. But the one that we're into, and every chance we get, we buy, man, it's XRP. It was developed by Ripple Labs, and which is a whole nother story. The United States hasn't been very friendly toward, you know, the cryptocurrency community, and we're really kind of upset about that. And there's a lawsuit going on right now between the Securities Exchange Commission and Ripple Labs, which created the digital asset XRP, and they're trying to say that it's a security. And I'm here to tell you that I own XRP, and I don't own any equity in the company Ripple Labs. So how in the world they say it's a security is ridiculous to me. But what they're really doing is stifling, you know, the growth of this innovation. And as a result of that, you know, it's hurting us, man. It's hurting our community. It's hurting. It's hurting the community. I mean, think about it. I mean, if you can't, the moment that the SEC filed a lawsuit against Ripple Labs, the company, or Ripple, the company, some of the digital asset exchanges in the United States pretty much delisted the asset. And a whole community of people in the United States hold this asset. So all of a sudden now what we're supposed to do. And then, you know, the people around the world, especially in the Asian Pacific market, you know, they're using this asset to exchange value, transfer funds, you know, like crazy. And here we are in the United States being held back by the SEC because they don't want to. And, you know, I have my theories about things, man. You know, we need regulation. We need guardrails to protect us from, you know, the Bernie Madoffs of the world in this space and everything. But at the same time, you know, I know the United States is trying to protect the U.S. dollar. But, you know, this cat is already out the cage, man. You're not going to stop decentralized finance. And you're not going to stop companies like Ripple Labs, which is based in the United States, from being a power player in this space. So we're watching that, and we'll be sharing information about that lawsuit. You know, that's an episode in itself. And there's people who understand and know how to articulate in that, and maybe we'll interview some of those people going forward. My whole thing is to share information about how you can be educated on what assets exist, what the role they can play, what role they are playing, how they can solve problems in our lives, and what are some of the projects that can help us grow our money, our income. And so XRP is one. My portfolio consists of XRP, Wise Token, which is kind of like a bond, if you will. You know, you basically stake it for a period of time, and it's a Ethereum blockchain based or Ether based asset. And that's one, man, where, you know, when it first came out, we were part of the liquidity pool before it hit the decentralized exchange Uniswap. And you know, we're waiting to see what was that, back in January, and January 2022, we'll see where we're at, you know. So there's bond like savings like staking projects like Wise, and then there's another one called Hedera Hashgraph, which I believe is based in our area. I'm in Dallas, and I believe their offices are in Plano, Texas, just north of us. And kind of similar to XRP, man. And right now, let's see, Hedera Hashgraph and their call signal, so to speak, is HBAR. If you want to look it up and see where HBAR is, it's at 51 cents. And when I first started buying it, I think it was at 17 cents. And so I've already had increases in gains with this particular asset. Let me see what else we got. And there's projects, man. I mean, there's projects that are solving problems. And, you know, another one would be like Ethereum, of course. And Ethereum, man, I mean, for it to be where the second largest digital asset in the world behind Bitcoin, I remember the day when it was in the hundreds of dollars, man. You know, and now this thing is sitting here at $3,410.49. And the problem that it solves is that you can actually, you know, create an agreement, smart contracts that execute based on, you know, terms that you set in motion on that blockchain that cannot be corrupted, and you can trust that you can do a certain thing. Exchange value based on agreement, let's say. You know, if I say I'm going to put $1,000 worth of ETH in there, or $1,000, and get $1,000 worth of Ether on a contract, smart contract that's set up to give me interest based on a period of time, let's say. And there's many other things. I'm just scratching the surface. This, you know, the idea that you can create a smart contract, you can actually sell things using a smart contract. You know, you can sell houses. You can put your title for an asset. The whole thing with NFTs, this non-fungible token thing, where people are creating digital art and so on. And it's an emerging asset class, like, wow, man. I mean, some of the things, there's billions of dollars being generated as a result of this new way of creating value, exchanging value, and so on. So, you know, Ethereum is here to stay, but there are some other ones coming up. There's one called Flare Network that one of the problems with Ethereum, because none of them are perfect, and Ethereum is trying to solve some of these problems. One of the problems with Ethereum is that, you know, to exchange that value, it uses what we call gas fees. And, you know, these confirmations to get your transaction through, and the bottleneck that creates causes the gas fees on the Ethereum blockchain to go up in ways that you don't like. One dude a couple of months ago was saying that, hey, I'm trying to send $100 and it costs me $100. He was making fun, but that's true. I mean, sometimes the gas fees are so high, it's like, man, what in the world? And it's like you have to wait for the gas fees to come down. And it might be hours later, it might be moments later. It's kind of like a traffic cop thing. You have to, there's websites that I think one is called a gas station, where you can actually go and see when is the opportune time for me to, you know, get out of this space, and how much can I get out at. So that's one of the problems with Ethereum. And this one called Flare Network is going to solve this problem, man. They use XRP and some other digital assets, and they've created a way where you can actually take using the Venus Ethereum engine, which will enable all those thousands of developers on the Ethereum blockchain that are so sick of these fees to be able to port their smart contracts over to the Flare network and create their projects over there. And what's going to happen with that? Well, all of a sudden the speed by which your transactions are done, the reduction in costs, which is the main thing, and man, the opportunity to be able to buy the native token on the Flare network, which is referred to as Spark token. It's weird because the Spark token is letters for the token is FLR, as in Flare Network, but it's called Spark. So you have to kind of, you know, understand that whole thing. But the bottom line is, man, you know, when the Flare Network launches, which we're in the expectation mode now, where we're expecting it to launch anytime now, you know, we're going to be going all in buying us some Spark, or should we say the Flare Spark token. And then a company that is building products and services on top of that network, Flare Finance, is going to be a leader in that space. And man, it's just an exciting time. And Blockchain Supper Club is going to be right in the thick of this, sharing information about the analytics, the research, how to do these things, the people that are the gurus in this space, because I'm not, but I know what I see. And when I see something, I'm going to share it with our community. And so look forward to that. Now, one of the things I'll share with you right now is how I keep track of my portfolio. You know, and you can jump all over the place, man. When you need to see what Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, and all these other assets, how they're doing, you know, you can jump on CoinMarketCap. You can join on CoinGecko. You can, you know, all these different kind of exchanges where you can see almost like New York Stock Exchange what's going on with these assets. Well, lo and behold, I needed more than that. And I was kind of looking for, where can I get all the information or aggregate information that will help me? And so I don't have to keep opening up tabs and jumping all over the place. So I came across this thing called Lunar Crush. LunarCrush.com. And with LunarCrush.com, I recommend that you go over there and you set up your little free account and you start, you know, it just has analytics. And I mean analytics like crazy, man. So you can see the price of an asset. You can see what they call, they created metrics. It's a proprietary platform where they created metrics where you can follow things like social volume, social engagement, the social contributors, who are the top influencers, what are they sharing. You can learn about the projects. You can see the volume, the market cap with them. Everything that you would normally see on these other exchanges or these platforms where you can analyze the data, Lunar Crush has it all, man. I mean, I can see who's sharing, who the top influencers in the space, what are with regard to a project, what are they sharing? Like, if I want to find out what's going on with the SEC suing XRP, and I got XRP in my portfolio, it shows me. I can go in there and see where I stand with my portfolio. At the same time, I can see who the top influencers are and what are they talking about. It's like, you know, the newspaper plus New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, plus all the social elements all in one. And maybe we'll have, you know, one of the guys from Lunar Crush on here with us so they can kind of walk us through the power of this thing. Because when I say it has all of the information on there and plus proprietary information that they use, they call it a galaxy score, an alt rank, which is the alternative coin rank, I believe, correlation ranks and things like this. And so, you know, this is the information you can use to make a decision, man, you know. So go over to lunarcrush.com and set up a profile on there, you know. If you got assets, start putting your portfolio in there and see how it stacks up. You can compare assets and set up alerts, you know, to, you know, alert you when your prices are going up and your assets are going up in value and are going down in value and other things. It's just a great platform for me and my portfolio. And so, again, go to lunarcrush.com. One of the projects that takes advantage of blockchain technology and is in a different space is something I'm really excited about, and it's called Co-op Crowd. Now, Co-op Crowd is a new innovation. I mean, everybody's heard of at this point, if you know about you know, crowdfunding in this space. Indiegogo, GoFundMe, Kickstarter, and people have used those platforms to raise funds for projects or even, you know, tragic circumstances. Somebody might be in the hospital and they don't have insurance, and somebody will do a crowdfunding campaign or a crowdfunding campaign to raise money to help them. And so on. That's called crowdfunding. And it was legitimized when President Obama in 2012 signed the Jobs Act and made it legal for, you know, people and projects to raise money in a crowdfunding way. And so lo and behold, those projects and all of that is fine, but you know, 80% of the people that jumped on those platforms did not achieve their campaign goals. They may have had a great idea for some technology, some part, some piece of equipment, some thing that they needed to money to develop, and they crowdfunded it on one of the platforms and maybe didn't reach their goal. Only 20%, it said, reached their goal on those platforms. So guess what, man? Here comes this thing, Co-op Crowd. Co-op Crowd is an innovation in this space. And I'm here to tell you, man, you want to join us in this thing. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just advising you that, you know, take a look. And if you do, we have a team that you're welcome to join us, because it's all about community. And, you know, I want our community to grow in knowledge about such things. So, you know, and of course, all the links are in this where you can take a look at Co-op Crowd and what it's all about. But in essence, it's a peer-to-peer crowdfunding platform system. And, you know, it's a donation system. And in essence, you take a person can be an active donor for $84, and by donating $84 that one time, you actually have donated to the person that introduced you to Co-op Crowd, plus up to 10 levels of people above him in that organization, in that community. And at the same time, it puts you in a position to receive donations and micro donations as well. Now, the difference with this is that it creates residual income for you. And the long story short of it is that it's a 3x10 matrix, a residual income system that helps you to create funds or raise funds for any of your needs in life. And it takes the emotion out of it, where people can look at it and say, I don't want to donate in that. All the stuff that kept 80% of the projects on these other platforms from the project meeting its goals, to it takes all of that out of the way, because when somebody becomes an active donor on Co-op Crowd based on me introducing or you introducing somebody to it, the first person to benefit is you. But you helped them, because you helped them get in a position to receive funding for their needs as well. And when you say funding their needs, your needs are everything. You work because you've got needs. You work so you can pay for your needs and your causes. And what are the causes? The causes are your bills, man. The causes are your family. The causes are, you know, I want to do something with my family. I want to take care of somebody. I want to, you know, enjoy something. You know, it's a cause. A lot of times people have gotten into the weeds with this whole thing about, you know, raising money for a cause. You are a cause, man. And you help people by giving one-time donation. And when I say one time, I mean that. Now, there's ways where you can spend more so you can accelerate the speed of your residual income. And that's a whole nother thing. And click on the link in my show notes to go over and see the on my tap link, where you can see the presentation. There's a Zoom call going on every single day, midday here in the United States, and in the evening, and people from around the world are jumping on this thing. It's changing lives, man. And when I say residual income from donations, it's changing lives. And, you know, I'm not the best at it, but I'd be doggone, man, if I'm not going to, you know, keep my head to the grindstone and get this done. There are people that have retired and come out of retirement, grandmothers that are, you know, receiving residual income since this thing was turned on September the 1st. And, you know, there's numbers like 5 and 6 figures kicking in with people, man, just from you helping people. So the principle of giving that $84 donation at one time, and then that is a giving, an act of kindness on your heart, on your behalf to people in the community, and it opens up the door for you to share Co-op Crowd with others. And when people become active donors for $84 as well, it pays you plus other people in the community. And when I say this thing has a self-driving economy to it, from just you giving, sharing, and receiving, residual income is being created legitimately. Three things, man, can change your life. Where you have to go in and work a 40-hour overtime job, and if you get sick, everything blows up. This thing right here is like an innovation, like the innovations we've experienced over the last few years, man. When Uber came along, and Lyft, you know, it wasn't received very well quickly by some people, because it's like, man, somebody picking me up in their car, man, what? Yeah, I'm used to jumping in a cab or calling a limo or whatever, jumping on a bus or something, man. You say somebody gonna come by and pick me up. But we got through that little phase real quick when we realized that, man, these people showing up in their cars are nice. They're on a mission to make money, and they're taking me where I want to go quickly. I don't have to wait for no cab and don't know what is going to show up outside. Transform the ground transportation business, man, overnight, okay? That's an innovation. That's a disruptive innovation. Netflix is like that. Airbnb is like that. There's people who will look at Airbnb before they even look at a hotel if they got to go on a trip. Disruptive. And these are all what they call cooperatives, people doing things with each other, man. So don't be afraid of Co-op Crowd. Co-op Crowd is a cooperative. And at this early stage, this is the beginning, man. So for you to join now is like for you to join a massive, be on the tip of a massive mountain that's being built below you. Of people around the world paying, giving donations, and it's paying into you for the rest of your life. So much so that you better have a will that you can leave the thing to with instructions on how to do it and how to access it. Residual money every month. So click on the show notes. I want you to join the Blockchain Supper Club team if you think it's something that you want to do, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to spend. You blow $84 on a lot of things. This right here is not blowing money. You know, this is you putting yourself in a position to have money to address all your concerns, all your needs in life, and even help some other people. Okay, so check out Co-op Crowd in the show notes and consider joining us in the Blockchain Supper Club team. What else is going on in this episode? You know, I'm already at 30 minutes, and I just jumped on here. I wanted to just say hello and share a couple of things because the market is really exciting right now, man. I mean, Bitcoin is at 47,000. It kind of kissed up against 50 over this past weekend, and there's a whole lot of great projects that even though Bitcoin is the big dog, there are projects, man, where you can, you know, do your research and invest in some that are at 17 cents, not even a penny. And, you know, you got to hold them. You got to understand what they're doing with the projects. Do your research on them. And that's what we're doing. And not only that, soon I'll be able to, you know, reveal the our home website, which will be at blockchainsupper.club. And if you go there now, it'll go to my tap link, which is a micro site sharing some of the things that I'm talking about. You can always go to my tap link or blockchainsupper.club dot club and see what's going on with what I'm talking about, because I'm always sharing the stuff on the website. But soon, blockchainsupper.club, the website is going to be done, at least the initial stage of it, because it's going to be constantly growing with data and information. And much like lunarcrush.com, our page will be focused on areas of interest in lifestyle, culture, entertainment, decentralized finance. We want to, you know, not only be about making money and doing the right things with money, but we want to live right. And so, you know, we're going to be sharing everything on this platform about how to, you know, the best practices in these spaces, in music, entertainment, culture, finance, and so on. So I look forward to sharing the website with you soon. Just putting some of the final touches on it. It was going to be pretty elaborate, and then I realized, man, please, just get it to a point where I can share the main thing, and let's go, you know. So pray for me on that. Now, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, I'm finishing up the next jazz block for those that love music. And, you know, my history is in producing events and everything in Uptown Jazz Dallas as jazz production, event production company. And I do creative services as well. So, you know, Jazz Block is a podcast I created on Spotify. And that next episode is about to be released probably in the next few days. And great jazz, soul announcements about what we're doing in the entertainment space. And you want to subscribe to that because of the music, man. You know, that's one of my gifts. Everybody's got a gift. Mine is curating music. And you can go over to Spotify now and click in the show notes for Jazz Block, Blockchain Supper Club podcast. And that's it for this particular one. I just wanted to jump on here and, you know, talk about Lunar Crush and encourage you to take a look at Co-op Crowd, join our team of givers, sharers, and receivers. You know what I mean? Don't let $84 stand between you and being financially free. We've seen a lot of things over the years, and people say a lot of things. There's nothing new under the sun. Whatever's been done before, as the scriptures say. I'm here to tell you that this is another innovation that you must take a look at. So with that said, I'm going to end on that note. Be safe, man. It's a dangerous world, but we have a great God in our Lord Jesus. And if you don't know him, I encourage you to call upon his name, because things in the world are falling apart. And we need to have a hope beyond this future, this current world. I mean, man, they're failing us. They're failing us. The governments are failing us. Not to mention we're weak and feeble beings as well. And without the Lord, we can't do anything. So I encourage you to be, you know, examining, you know, what's available in Christ Jesus as we, you know, live out our day. That said, I'll see you in the next episode. God bless you. Bye-bye.